The Story of Isaac. The Message, Eugene Peterson.
Genesis, chapter 24, Isaac and Rebekah. Abraham was now an old man. God had blessed Abraham in every way. Abraham spoke to the senior servant in his household, the one in charge of everything he had. "Put your hand under my thigh and swear by God, God of heaven, God of earth, that you will not get a wife for my son from among the young women of the Canaanites here, but will go to the land of my birth and get a wife for my son Isaac." The servant answered, "But what if the woman refuses to leave home and come with me? Do I then take your son back to your home country?" Abraham said, "Oh, no, never. By no means are you to take my son back there. God, the God of heaven, took me from the home of my father and from the country of my birth and spoke to me in solemn promise. I'm giving this land to your descendants. This God will send his angel ahead of you to get a wife for my son. And if the woman won't come, you are free from this oath you've sworn to me. But under no circumstances are you to take my son back there." So the servant put his hand under the thigh of his master Abraham and gave his solemn oath. The servant took 10 of his master's camels and, loaded with gifts from his master, traveled to Aram-Naharaim and the city of Nahor. Outside the city, he made the camels kneel at a well. It was evening, the time when the women came to draw water. He prayed, "O God, God of my master Abraham, make things go smoothly this day. Treat my master Abraham well, as I stand here by the spring, while the young women of the town come out to get water. Let the girl to whom I say, 'Lower your jug and give me a drink,' and who answers, 'Drink, and let me also water your camels,' let her be the woman you have picked out for your servant Isaac. Then I'll know that you are working graciously behind the scenes for my master." It so happened that the words were barely out of his mouth when Rebekah, the daughter of Bethuel, whose mother was Milcah, the wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother, came out with a water jug on her shoulder. The girl was stunningly beautiful, a pure virgin. She went down to the spring, filled her jug, and came back up. The servant ran to meet her and said, "Please, can I have a sip of water from your jug?" She said, "Certainly, drink." And she held the jug so that he could drink. When he had satisfied his thirst, she said, "I'll get water for your camels, too, until they've drunk their fill." She promptly emptied her jug into the trough and ran back to the well to fill it. And she kept at it until she had watered all the camels. The man watched, silent. Was this God's answer? Had God made his trip a success or not? When the camels had finished drinking, the man brought out gifts, a gold nose ring weighing a little over a quarter of an ounce and 2 arm bracelets weighing about 4 ounces, and gave them to her. He asked her, "Tell me about your family. Whose daughter are you? Is there room in your father's house for us to stay the night?" She said, "I'm the daughter of Bethuel, the son of Milcah and Nahor. And there's plenty of room in our house for you to stay, and lots of straw and feed besides." At this, the man bowed in worship before God and prayed, "Blessed be God, God of my master, Abraham. How generous and true you've been to my master. You've held nothing back. You led me right to the door of my master's brother." And the girl was off and running, telling everyone in her mother's house what had happened. Rebekah had a brother named Laban. Laban ran outside to the man at the spring. He had seen the nose ring and the bracelets on his sister and had heard her say, "The man said this and this and this to me." So he went to the man, and there he was, still standing with his camels at the spring. Laban welcomed him. "Come on in, blessed of God. Why are you standing out here? I've got the house ready for you, and there's also a place for your camels." So the man went into the house. The camels were unloaded and given straw and feed. Water was brought to bathe the feet of the man and the men with him. Then Laban brought out food. But the man said, "I won't eat until I tell my story." Laban said, "Go ahead, tell us." The servant said, "I am the servant of Abraham. God has blessed my master. He's a great man. God has given him sheep and cattle, silver and gold, servants and maidservants, camels and donkeys. And then, to top it off, Sarah, my master's wife, gave him a son in her old age, and he has passed everything on to his son. My master made me promise, 'Don't get a wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaanites in whose land I live. No, go to my father's home, back to my family, and get a wife for my son there. I said to my master, but what if the woman won't come with me? He said, God, before whom I've walked faithfully, will send his angel with you, and he'll make things work out so that you'll bring back a wife for my son from my family, from the house of my father. Then you'll be free from the oath. If you go to my family and they won't give her to you, you will also be free from the oath. Well, when I came this very day to the spring, I prayed, God, God of my master, Abraham, make things turn out well in this task I've been given. I'm standing at this well. When a young woman comes here to draw water, and I say to her, please, give me a sip of water from your jug. And she says, not only will I give you a drink, I'll also water your camels. Let that woman be the wife God has picked out for my master's son. I had barely finished offering this prayer when Rebecca arrived, her jug on her shoulder. She went to the spring and drew water, and I said, please, can I have a drink? She didn't hesitate. She held out her jug and said, drink, and when you're finished, I'll also water your camels. I drank, and she watered the camels. I asked her, whose daughter are you? She said, the daughter of Bethuel, whose parents were Nahor and Milcah. I gave her a ring for her nose, bracelets for her arms, and bowed in worship to God. I praised God, the God of my master Abraham, who had led me straight to the door of my master's family to get a wife for his son. Now, tell me what you are going to do. If you plan to respond with a generous yes, tell me. But if not, tell me plainly so I can figure out what to do next. Laban and Bethuel answered, this is totally from God. We have no say in the matter, either yes or no. Rebecca is yours. Take her and go. Let her be the wife of your master's son, as God has made plain. When Abraham's servant heard their decision, he bowed in worship before God. Then he brought out gifts of silver and gold and clothing and gave them to Rebecca. He also gave expensive gifts to her brother and mother. He and his men had supper and spent the night. But first thing in the morning they were up. He said, send me back to my master. Her brother and mother said, let the girl stay a while, say another 10 days, and then go. He said, oh, don't make me wait. God has worked everything out so well. Send me off to my master. They said, we'll call the girl. We'll ask her. They called Rebecca and asked her, do you want to go with this man? She said, I'm ready to go. So they sent them off, their sister Rebecca with her nurse and Abraham's servant with his men. And they blessed Rebecca, saying, you're our sister. Live bountifully and your children triumphantly. Rebecca and her young maids mounted the camels and followed the man. The servant took Rebecca and set off for home. Isaac was living in the Negev. He had just come back from a visit to Beer Lahairoi. In the evening, he went out into the field. While meditating, he looked up and saw camels coming. When Rebecca looked up and saw Isaac, she got down from her camel and asked the servant, who is that man out in the field coming toward us? That is my master. She took her veil and covered herself. After the servant told Isaac the whole story of the trip, Isaac took Rebecca into the tent of his mother, Sarah. He married Rebecca, and she became his wife, and he loved her. So Isaac found comfort after his mother's death. Chapter 26. There was a famine in the land, as bad as the famine during the time of Abraham. And Isaac went down to Abimelech, king of the Philistines, in Gerar. God appeared to him and said, don't go down to Egypt. Stay where I tell you. Stay here in this land, and I'll be with you and bless you. I'm giving you and your children all these lands, fulfilling the oath that I swore to your father Abraham. I'll make your descendants as many as the stars in the sky and give them all these lands. All the nations of the earth will get a blessing for themselves through your descendants. And why? Because Abraham obeyed my summons and kept my charge, my commands, my guidelines, my teachings. So Isaac stayed put in Gerar. The men of the place questioned him about his wife. He said, she's my sister. He was afraid to say, she's my wife. He was thinking, these men might kill me to get Rebecca. She's so beautiful. One day, after they had been there quite a long time, Abimelech, king of the Philistines, looked out his window and saw Isaac fondling his wife, Rebecca. Abimelech sent for Isaac and said, so, she's your wife. Why did you tell us she's my sister? Isaac said, because I thought I might get killed by someone who wanted her. Abimelech said, but think of what you might have done to us. Given a little more time, one of the men might have slept with your wife. You would have been responsible for bringing guilt down on us. Then Abimelech gave orders to his people. Anyone who so much as lays a hand on this man or his wife dies. Isaac planted crops in that land and took in a huge harvest. God blessed him. The man got richer and richer by the day until he was very wealthy. He accumulated flocks and herds and many, many servants, so much so that the Philistines began to envy him. They got back at him by throwing dirt and debris into all the wells that his father's servants had dug back in the days of his father, Abraham, clogging up all the wells. Finally, Abimelech told Isaac, "Leave. You've become far too big for us." So Isaac left. He camped in the valley of Gerar and settled down there. Isaac dug again the wells which were dug in the days of his father Abraham, but had been clogged up by the Philistines after Abraham's death. And he renamed them, using the original names his father had given them. One day, as Isaac's servants were digging in the valley, they came on a well of spring water. The shepherds of Gerar quarreled with Isaac's shepherds, claiming, "This water is ours." So Isaac named the well Esek, quarrel, because they quarreled over it. They dug another well, and there was a difference over that one also. So he named it Sitnah, accusation. He went on from there and dug yet another well, but there was no fighting over this one. So he named it Rehoboth, wide open spaces, saying, "Now God has given us plenty of space to spread out in the land." From there, he went up to Beersheba. That very night, God appeared to him and said, "I am the God of Abraham, your father. Don't fear a thing, because I'm with you. I'll bless you and make your children flourish because of Abraham, my servant." Isaac built an altar there and prayed, calling on God by name. He pitched his tent, and his servants started digging another well. Then Abimelech came to him from Gerar with Ahuzzath, his advisor, and Phicol, the head of his troops. Isaac asked them, "Why did you come to me? You hate me. You threw me out of your country." They said, "We've realized that God is on your side. We'd like to make a deal between us, a covenant that we maintain friendly relations. We haven't bothered you in the past. We treated you kindly and let you leave us in peace. So, God's blessing be with you." Isaac laid out a feast, and they ate and drank together. Early in the morning, they exchanged oaths. Then Isaac said goodbye, and they parted as friends. Later that same day, Isaac's servants came to him with news about the well they had been digging. "We've struck water." Isaac named the well Sheba, oath. And that's the name of the city, Beersheba, Oathwell, to this day. This is the family tree of Isaac, son of Abraham. Abraham had Isaac. Isaac was 40 years old when he married Rebekah, daughter of Bethuel, the Aramean of Paddan Aram. She was the sister of Laban, the Aramean. Isaac prayed hard to God for his wife because she was barren. God answered his prayer, and Rebekah became pregnant. But the children tumbled and kicked inside her so much that she said, "If this is the way it's going to be, why go on living?" She went to God to find out what was going on. God told her, "Two nations are in your womb, two peoples butting heads while still in your body. One people will overpower the other, and the older will serve the younger." When her time to give birth came, sure enough, there were twins in her womb. The first came out reddish, as if snugly wrapped in a hairy blanket. They named him Esau, hairy. His brother followed, his fist clutched tight to Esau's heel. They named him Jacob, heel. Isaac was 60 years old when they were born,